mentioned the feelings of Roger McCreary. And that's the really first thing. It looks as if you've taken me a club back about 100 years with those magnificent sideboards. And we're going to, in a sense, take the club back today, because, of course, in the 30s, 40s, the great name, my famous, was the Aga Khan. Five times the Spanish Palace, came Birmingham, the last Alia, after an inevitable a different palace now, that is the same name, and I'm delighted to talk now to Sherz Azona, His Highness the Aga Khan. Very nice of you to come and talk to us.
And we talked a tremendous length to young water, like Esher and all the rest of it. We've got a fish on the road now.
The dog is a very special race, and I think anyone who runs a horse with a chance knows that. And you're prepared for a special race. You know it's that special, and it's got that quality, so it's one of the most moving races that exists, I think.
Because you're involved, we can get into the multi-million pounds of it later, but you're obviously a personal run, because it's a horse you've bred and your whole sort of operations to try and get that again.
Yes, I don't buy any draft, I breed everything I race, and therefore the continuity of the bloodlines and the validity of the bloodlines is very important. And of course, the Derby is a major race for the breeder.
We had Rushing Groom a few years ago, which didn't come off. How early on in the Sherz's life did you think this could be the one to go on better?
So I saw him in the midsummer of his 2-year-old year at Michael Stout's stables. He hadn't won yet. I wasn't quite sure I could trust my eyes of judgment, but he impressed me then very, very much indeed. He's a beautiful thoroughbred.
And realistically, how much does it mean to you? Is there any way everyone bandages millions of pounds? Do we know what it means financially?
Oh, that I don't know. I think it's impossible to say what would be the value of Sherz if he won the Derby. I couldn't tell you.
And for yourself, what are you going to do when the race happens? Are you a man who can watch right through, or do you look away?
No, I watch right through. Whatever is the result.
And what do you see as the danger?
I think Caligari, if he's not hindered by the going, that probably is the horse to beat. Obviously, Shotgun must have a chance if the going's a little soft. And there's less than that.
And tell us about, of course, the great tradition, your grandfather's colours, the corner, to make a thing with the British pub. But why not you see that tradition carrying?
Well, I'd like it to go on as long and as possible, and I've been working towards that. My family had 2 deaths in it in 3 years, so that the stable changed hands 3 times in 3 years, and that created a certain number of difficulties, but I think it went back on course.
Back on course, and we hope to see you after that.
Thank you very much.